USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says that there is a small risk of showers. She explains that this could cause their launch to be canceled as they don't want to risk a lightning strike.
Basically, if you think about it, we're sending a charged rod up into the sky. We've done half the work for the atmosphere already.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The Treasury Department sending out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it wouldn't ship oil from Russia it sold at a higher price than the limit agreed to. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently said that the labor market is out of balance and they intend to raise interest rates further to fight inflation. Appearing on Fox Business, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says the August jobs report was pretty good overall.
Companies are still hiring. People are still, there's emerging industries, and then the legislature here in Washington and the president passed some significant piece of legislation that's going to only add to more jobs to our economy.
The White House is asking Congress for more than $22 billion in additional COVID funding. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying it'll tackle pressing ongoing needs. That includes vaccines, testing, and treatments. Jean-Pierre Singh will also cover research aimed at confronting future pandemics. Additionally, the White House is seeking more money for monkeypox, Ukraine, and natural disasters in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A Pennsylvania Republican is reacting to President Biden's Thursday night primetime address.
Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano calls out President Biden on Newsmax.
And here we go again. You know, Democrat dog whistles there. And I'd like him and his party to condemn the Summer of Love in 2020, where there's billions of dollars of damage to mostly peaceful protests, you know, amplified by their ridiculous comments by the left-wing media. And about 20-some deaths across the nation here. We remember what happened in Seattle and in Philadelphia. The Democrat Party is not the party of law and order.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Death Valley, California may reach 127 degrees this weekend. Death Valley spokesman Abby Wine saying the high mountains trap the heat and sometimes even attract tourists.
Oh, I've never experienced 120. I've never experienced 125. It might be a record. It might be 130. And so people come because of that. But you might think it would be scare them away. It actually has the opposite effect.
She notes that they're concerned about tourists breaking down on back roads, adding that it's easy to miss signs of overheating or dehydration. Top Gun Maverick is breaking the United States record for digital sales in 1 week. That's according to Paramount, which released the film on digital on August 23rd. The film has brought in more than $1.4 billion from the worldwide box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.